Well, good morning again. Christ is risen. Y'all are a wonderful looking crowd this morning. It is a beautiful day. We are glad that you're here. Every time we get more people together, as we emerge out of this pandemic, the more excited I get, and I turn into this little kid with ADHD, and I just kind of bounce around, and they have to, the team has to kind of rein me back in sometimes. We're glad that you're here. I'm excited that you're here. Today is truly a day to celebrate, and that's what we're going to do together. I want to begin the message this morning by reading to you the best story ever told from Mark chapter 16, the first 8 verses, where Mark writes, "When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, 'Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?' But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. 'Don't be alarmed,' he said. 'You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.' Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Christ is risen. So, it is a wonderful Easter, and I got to tell you, for me, and I think Lori would probably say the same thing, this is a special Easter for us. We were appointed to be pastors here at KUMC in 2019. This is our first normal Easter, if you will. Do you remember last Easter? Do you remember what it was like? In fact, a year ago today is when the CDC told us that we needed to start wearing masks. Now, masks have proven to be very useful. They have kept a lot of people healthy. And this morning at the sunrise service, they kept a lot of faces warm. It was great during the cold weather months, but here comes the warmth again. It's been a difficult year. Amen? It's been a challenge. It's been a struggle. It's been a pain. We have, over the last year, we have seen empty churches. We have worn disposable masks. We have found masks that will match our attire. We have missed the first of many gatherings. This time last year, we thought it would end soon, though. As we adjusted to being broadcast over the internet and worship, we thought, you know, we'll only have to do this for a few weeks. It'll just be a minor inconvenience. By Mother's Day, by graduation time, we'll be back to normal. It'll be just a blip on the radar. It's kind of funny to think about now, isn't it? We got to Mother's Day, and things seemed to be picking up a little bit. So we thought, yeah, you know, maybe we just need a few more months to get this under control. So maybe by the end of the summer, this pandemic will be over. Well, school started, and the pandemic wasn't over. So we thought Thanksgiving, and then we thought Christmas, and then we thought, you know, maybe by February. And good Lord, February got here, and the pandemic was the worst that it had ever been. Hopefully it doesn't get that bad again. We've missed holidays. We've missed traditions. We have lost some of our plans. We have lost some of our businesses. We have suffered some even deeper losses along the way, too. Some of us feel like we've lost a little bit of ourselves. Some of us, as we begin to gather again, we realize that there's a little bit of social anxiety involved in being around other people and trying to figure out if that's really okay. Some of us gather this Easter with fewer people in our family, in our Sunday school class, in our friends group, because we have lost people that we love over the last year. And we haven't lost them the way that we hope to one day. We haven't been able to say our farewells at the grave the way we typically do. It's been a hard year. But today we celebrate. Today we celebrate because Christ is risen. Y'all caught that. I'm proud of you. So we get this story this morning, and it comes from the Gospel of Mark. Now, the Gospel writers all tell their own version of this story. They all have a little bit of different details, because if you get four people together and ask them how something happened, they will give you at least a half a dozen different stories. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John write their own versions of the resurrection. And this year, we're in the cycle where we read the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark is probably the oldest gospel, even though it comes second in the New Testament. It's also the shortest and most concise. When Mark wrote his gospel, the early church got together and they said, you know what? This kind of ends abruptly. We don't know what happens after this. And some of the early church folks got together and they said, we remember what happened, so let's add a little bit more to the story. And your Bible, when you open it up, might have a longer ending to the Gospel of Mark. In Mark's story, though, short as it may be, there is a powerful message. These three women, Mary, Mary, and Salome, went to the grave, and their eyes were cast downward. We know that their eyes were cast downward because in verse 4, Mark says, they looked up. It's just simple math. But there's good reason why their eyes were cast downward. They had been following Jesus. Their lives had been changed by Jesus. They had left their homes. Some of them had lost family. Some of them had lost maybe businesses or lifestyles, all to follow Jesus because they believed in the message that he was proclaiming. And they were there on Friday when Jesus was crucified. And now it was Sunday morning, and Jesus was dead. As far as they knew, that was the end. That was it. There was nothing left. No more. I think about the losses over the last year, and I think about how what Mary, and Salome must have been feeling might compare to what some of us may have been feeling. And I think about some of the restaurant owners that have had their own joints for decades. They've been feeding so many people, but the pandemic forced them to close their business. I think about that shop owner that after the last customer leaves, they lock the door. They know it's the end, but there's still work to do. The chairs have to be put up, the floor has to be swept, the kitchen has to be cleaned, and the lights have to be turned off. And I have to think that that's just miserable. These three women that went to the grave that day felt something akin to that. There wasn't much left to do except tend the body of Jesus. As the puppet said in the children's message this morning, if you watched it, it was a big surprise when they looked up. They went to the grave that day and they wondered who would move the stone for them. It was a big, heavy stone. They wondered who would save them. They wondered if they'd be rescued. And then Mark says they looked up and they saw. Jesus moved the stone that day. But he didn't just move one stone. He didn't just move the stone in front of the grave. Jesus moved other stones in the process as well. Other obstacles, other things that stand in our path. He moved stones of grief, of fear, stones of rejection, stones of regret, stones of pain. Jesus moved the stones that were blocking the way for the women and the disciples. One of the things that Mark does in telling the story is point out what life was like for Peter. And he does it kind of in a subtle way. You see, Jesus told Peter, one of his closest disciples, he told Peter, you're going to deny me three times. You're going to, when they arrest me and they put me on trial, people are going to ask you three times, do you know that guy? Are you with him? And you're going to deny me three times. And Peter said, no, I'm not. But he did. And when the angel speaks to the three women, he says, go and tell Peter and the disciples. This message was for Peter. This message was for the women. This message was for those who wondered what would come next. And he says, go and tell. Jesus moved the stones that stood in their way. And Jesus moves the stones that are insurmountable obstacles to us. The angel said, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. This is a promise and a guarantee. Jesus made several promises along the way. He predicted several things would happen. He predicted, long before the disciples understood, he predicted that he would die and that he would rise again. He predicted that Judas would betray him, that Peter would deny him, that the rest of the disciples would scatter in fear. Jesus predicted all this. He called his shot. And it all came true. It all happened. Throughout our Bibles, throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, God makes all these different promises. He makes all these predictions, all these statements. And you know what? Every single one of them has come true. How many promises before we begin to trust and believe? You came today to hear the good news of the resurrection. Do you believe yet that God is raising you up with Jesus? That you have life in Christ? It's been a hard year. Lauren Daigle wrote a worship song some time ago. I've been listening to some of her music lately because my girls love singing her music. But she has one song called Look Up, Child, and I think it's appropriate today. Here's some of the words in her prayer to Christ. She says, you're not threatened by the war. You're not shaken by the storm. Even in our suffering, even when it can't be seen, I know you're in control. I hear you say, look up, child. The women looked up and they saw. It's hard after a year of loss, especially if you feel like you're still losing, especially if you can't see the end in sight. But we have good news in God's word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul writes to the early church, he says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Friends, we are not defeated. In Romans chapter 8, Paul says that we are conquerors, we are victors. He says we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Jesus has rolled away the stones that are in our lives. All the challenges, all the junk that we have to deal with. Jesus has already beat all that in the resurrection. That's the Easter message for us, that we are set free from the trouble that we face. Sure, we'll face hardship, but God still wins. That's the good news for us today. And after we've heard the good news, there's one thing left to do. There's one command for us, one invitation, one response, and that's to go and tell. Now, the other interesting thing about Mark's gospel is when Jesus performed miracles for people, when he was doing his ministry and he would heal the lepers or restore sight to the blind or open the ears of the deaf, he would then, in the middle of that person's excitement, he would say, don't tell anyone. Jesus would say, don't tell anyone. Now, the people that were healed, they were never good at following these instructions, were they? They went and told everybody. They were excited. Jesus kept saying, don't tell anyone. But now the work is finished. Now the resurrection has come true. It's all complete. And the angel in the tomb looks at the women and says, go and tell. This is a new instruction. And this is what we're supposed to do too. There are too many places in our lives that we continue to remain silent. That angel didn't shush us. Jesus didn't tell us to keep it a secret. Instead, they all say, go and tell. The world around us needs to hear good news. The world around us, there isn't anyone on the face of this planet that hasn't been touched by this pandemic. there isn't anyone drawing breath today that doesn't need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ and know that Christ is who sets us free. It's up to us, having heard the story, having seen the empty tomb, to go and tell. Christ is risen. It is that easy. I dare you, this week, when you're walking through the grocery store, just randomly walking down an aisle, say, Christ is risen, and then listen for the echo. It's a lot of fun. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. Let us pray. God, we have such immense joy in our hearts. We have all faced hardship. We have all struggled. We have all dealt with loss. It has been a hard year. But we know that beyond the hardship, beyond the trouble, beyond the pain, there is Christ giving us life, setting us free from the bondage of slavery and sin and death, setting us free from the trouble of this life, and making us victors in Christ. Thank you, God, for the simple Easter message and for all that it implies for us as we proclaim to the world that Christ is risen. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.